Turkey's president asks his people to boycott U.S. electronics. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Turkish lira has found some footing, and the falling at the moment has stopped. Still, the currency is down nearly 40% for this month. And this morning, a new development from Turkey's President Erdogan, who sees Turkey as under economic attack. He wants to send a signal to America. Marketplace's Justin Ho is following this.
President Erdogan says the country will boycott American electronic goods, as in smartphones. Here's the quote. They have iPhones, but on the other hand, there are Samsungs. Erdogan singled out the Turkish electronics brand Vestel and said his citizens will use their phones instead. Vestel only has about a 5 to 6% market share in Turkey, according to the Istanbul-based Halk Invest, but stock in Vestel shot up 5% in Turkey this morning.
And how do these comments stack up against what the Turkish president said last week about this financial crisis?
It's a variation on a theme. Last week, he called on his citizens to convert their dollars into lira. That was as an effort to stop the lira's value from falling more. And you can argue that this is just another way to drive people away from American products and currencies. Now, it's not exactly clear how he'll enforce this boycott yet, but it's interesting that he's singling out iPhones. They're an expensive American product, and with the rise in the dollar lately, the iPhone's been even more expensive in Turkey. Also, Bloomberg noted this morning that the Venus phones use parts from Qualcomm and run Google's Android software, so American companies may still be selling to Turkey.
All right, Justin, thank you very much. The lira at 6.6 to the dollar now. Some other numbers. FTSE in London is up only slightly. Dow and S&P futures are up in the 0.4% range. Imagine if during the financial crisis 10 years ago, I had said this mess is going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars right out of your pocket. That's the new calculation from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, which looks at the lingering effects of the Great Recession. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The 2008 financial crisis shaved 7% off U.S. economic growth over the past decade, according to the Fed report. It concludes that the shortfall is permanent, and it's cost every American $70,000 on average in lost lifetime income. Lead author Regis Barnichon says financial panic, banks failing and refusing to lend likely slowed the formation of new companies.
You're preventing the emergence of some startups because they cannot find the financing. We have this missing generation of startups.
Harvard economist Jason Furman says lack of financing depressed spending on research and development, likely also slowing down new job creation.
When you have the unemployment rate so high for so long, it takes a human toll. People become long-term unemployed. They exit the workforce.
Furman says the impact has been worst for less educated workers whose job prospects and incomes have been the slowest to recover. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
You can find more of our reporting on the financial crisis at marketplace.org/divided decade. We recently heard from Tom in Basel, Switzerland, who wrote to tell us that he appreciates and trusts the way that Marketplace analyzes the economy without foolishness or bias and makes him think about issues in different ways. Now, if you agree with Tom, please join him as a Marketplace investor by donating online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Tom and everyone who makes our work possible. Now to the topic of financial fraud targeting older Americans. It was terrible in the old days when crooks would steal monthly Social Security checks by grabbing them out of mailboxes. Electronic payments were a solution. But Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell was at a retirement research consortium conference recently when a topic stopped him in his tracks. A professor at the Wharton Business School had research about the danger of people losing not one monthly retirement check, but the whole retirement nest egg, the whole thing. Chris?
What she raised is with the aging of the population, and people are more and more reliant on 401ks and 403bs, these retirement savings plans, and most people, they take them as a lump sum. But the con artists, the scamsters, the fraudsters, what if they can get at your whole 401k? And she said, this is a growing problem, and I'm sitting there, and I was chilled. Thinking about what this might mean for someone to lose all their money.
And if someone is saved, these could be deep into the six figures or more.
Exactly. So this is where there's a movement in the financial services industry. And one of the things that Congress did and the president signed recently, and this was a good move, and it's called the Senior Safe Act. And this provides for financial advisors and financial firms essentially a safe harbor from worrying about violating privacy laws or certain liabilities. So if they see some suspicious activity going on, they can highlight it. But a lot more needs to be done because the population is aging. And then you raise the issue about mild cognitive decline, the kind of decline that comes as we get older. So we have a vulnerable population, and a lot of them are going to have a lump sum of money. If there's a lump sum of money that the con artists can get their hands on, they're going to go for it.
Now, an important line of defense, not just financial advisors noticing some discrepancy or the local bank manager noticing a discrepancy, but family members, right?
Family members are extremely important. And, you know, there's been this long literature and this long discussion about, you know, you need to do estate planning, you need to have a will, and, you know, how do you want to have your assets distributed? Well, estate planning now means adding, as your parents get older or as you get older, to take into account cognitive decline and how do you want your finances to be handled? Who do you want to have power of attorney? Now, I understand this is not the most fun discussion in the world, but you need to have it in order to protect your aging parents, your aging relatives, your aging friends.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Given this, I have a request of you in the interest of us reporting this topic more in depth. I'm working on a series about financial vulnerability in older people. If this sounds like you, if you yourself have ever been the victim of a financial scam, either by a company or a family member or anyone else, would you talk with us about it? If you're willing to tell us what happened, and I realize we're asking a lot here, email us. The address is morningreportcomments@marketplace.org. Again, the address starts with one phrase, no spaces, morningreportcomments, then the at symbol, then .org instead of .com. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. This is from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.